And hickory smoked bacon with that tantalizing sweet smoked flavor all through. You'll keep coming back for more. And snacks you make with Kraft cheese and bacon spread are snacks you can enjoy often. Because like all nine Kraft cheese spreads, Kraft cheese and bacon spread is wholesome dairy food made from only the finest ingredients. And for variety, try some of the nine other tempting Kraft cheese spreads. There's Sharp Old English brand, Boca brand, and full-flavored Smoke Hill, too. Look for them in the tulip-designed drinking glasses in your choice of four gay colors. And remember, these are America's favorite cheese spreads. America's favorite...
At my place.
My place. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, but don't forget your promise. If I told you, you'd give me the...
All right, Joey, turn it off. Waring's there, you'll be taken care of. After we take care of Waring. You'd like to know, it pays to keep your customers happy.
What do you mean?
Just that I've got another job for you.
Oh? It wouldn't be Waring, would it?
How did you know?
According to the papers, he was tied in with Travis.
Yeah. Well, will you take care of it? I know where you can find him.
Want him to get what Travis got?
Yeah. But first, I want to talk to him, find out how much he knows. I want you to bring him here.
That's not going to be so easy. A guy like Falcon.
You don't think you can handle it?
I didn't say that.
I've got the alibi.
Okay, Mr. Rizzo. I'll bring you Waring.
Hello. Mr. Rizzo?
Yes?
Joey Jonas. I was just calling. I might happen to know where you could find Mike Waring.
Oh?
What's it worth?
Come on up. We'll talk about it.
Okay. I'll be right over.
Come in, Joey.
Yeah, Mr. Rizzo.
Now, what's this about you knowing where to find Waring?
Well, see, he comes to me, asks me to help hide him out.
Oh, he comes to you?
Yeah, he says, well, I...
Hey, come on, let me go.
What does Waring come to you for?
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, don't hit me.
You're a pal of Waring's.
I know him, sort of.
You know him, sort of. But he goes to you when he's in a jam.
Well, I guess he figured that nobody think about him going to me. He went to one of his real pals. A friend with...
You know. Maybe.
Hey, look, I'm telling you where to find him, ain't I?
You better.
Well, doesn't that prove I'm leveling with you?
All right, Joey.
But you said, well, you know, I'm going to get paid, ain't I?
We'll talk about that after I find Waring.
Where is he?
Well, the dog first.
God, my arm!
Where's Waring?
But I... Ow!
Look, Waring is wanted for questioning as to the nature of his work for Travis. It is believed that this may have a direct bearing on the killing, especially since Waring has disappeared since the killing. It is not known whether Waring is in the fight.
Hello, Joey.
It's Mike Waring.
Hey, didn't you hear? I mean, well, don't you know the law's looking for you?
That's why I'm looking for you.
Huh?
Have one of me, Joey. What are you drinking?
You name it, I'll drink it.
Okay.
Bartender, double scotch for my pal.
Gee, that's pretty swell, Mike. What's cooking?
What can I do you for?
I just thought you might let me hold up in your place until things cool off.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure, Mike.
Sure, anytime.
Thanks, Joey. Well, I better get right up there. The sooner I'm out of circulation, the better. Here, this will take care of your drink.
Thanks. Hey, just a second. Here's the keys.
Oh, right.
I'll be up a little later.
All right, Joey.
So long.
So long, Mike. Hey, all the rest of the drink, Red. I'll be right back.
I'm a rather unusual detective.
So I've heard. That's why I'm here.
Well, Lana, what can I do for you?
You know my name?
Sure. Blown a mind.
You are unusual.
Don't give me too much credit, Angel. You were all over the front pages.
Oh, that's when I was in the hospital. I didn't see you.
Yes, but I did. You're not the type to ignore. I'm not that unusual.
Thank you. Then you know the police grill me about Art's connection. They think I know something that I'm holding back. Mm-hmm. But it's not so. I only knew Art a short while. I didn't know he was a gangster. If I had, I wouldn't have had anything to do with him, believe me.
You don't have to sell me.
But it's true. He told me that he was in some sort of manufacturing business.
All right, Lana. You don't know anything about Art Travers. You don't know who killed him or why he killed him.
That's right. The police won't believe me. They think I'm holding back. And now what worries me? Suppose the people who killed Art get the same idea.
You think they might go gunning for you to shut you up?
Yes. I don't know what to do. That's why I came to you. I'll pay your fee, Glenn.
Well, first of all, I have a suite at the Hotel Grayson. Be there tomorrow at 10.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you.
Right. Tomorrow at 10.
Mr. Dunlap, how are we going to keep guys in line if you let punks get away with that
He's
kind
not
of...
getting away with anything, Rizzo.
But you told him.
And now I'm telling you. He's not getting away with anything. Not even his life.
Baby, did I pull a deal tonight? Little Artie is going places.
I'm glad to hear it.
You bet you're glad. It's Sable's for you, baby. And for...
Uh-oh. What's the matter?
Maybe I made a mistake.
What do you mean, what sort of mistake?
Just a minute, I want to turn this corner. See if they do, too.
They? Who?
Yeah. There they are. We're being followed.
Followed? Why? What does it mean?
That's who I think it is. It could mean plenty. I gotta shake them.
What do you think they want?
Me.
They're speeding up, too.
Yeah, hang on, baby. We're gonna take another turn.
What's it all about?
Never mind. Just watch your back. See if they make it.
Fine. Yes, here they come. Well, they're gaining. Can't you go any faster?
No, I'll give it a roll to take.
They're still gaining.
We'll never make it. Get down on the floor, baby.
But what are you
doing? Don't like that stomach. Hurry up, drop it. All right, don't. I'll drop it.
That's better. Pick it up, Rizzo.
Yeah.
All right. Now, just what's been going on here?
You're the boss, aren't you?
What gives you that idea?
Looking at Rizzo?
All right, I'm the boss. So what?
So from now on, I'm working for you. I'm tired of taking orders from Rizzo.
And what happens when you get tired of taking orders from me?
I won't. I know I couldn't run the mob myself. At least not yet.
Listen to the parkour, right, kid. Now, here's where you get yours. But get smart.
Hold it, Rizzo. Let go of him.
You gotta teach these punks to stay in line.
And start by staying in line yourself. Take your hands off him.
But, Mr. Doran,
I tell you.
Boy has initiative. I like that. Tell me, Travers, how did you find out Rizzo wasn't headman?
He could never make up his mind. He always had to think it over. Only he wasn't thinking, he was asking.
He's got a head on his shoulders, Rizzo. I think I can use him.
But Mr. Dunn,
by the way, Travers, I hope you haven't mentioned your deductions to anyone. I wouldn't care to have word get around.
What are you kidding? I look out for Artie Travers. Anybody else wants to get to the top, let him do his own figure.
Good boy. That's the spirit I like. You've got yourself a job.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, of course I did.
And why did you poison him?
I didn't.
Of course you did. Mr. Daggett was murdered by poison, by an acid used in developing pictures. It was handy for you to get. You got it. You used it.
No, Mr. Vance, I tell you, I didn't.
Mr. Daggett was fed knockout drops. Sergeant Heath found out that you purchased several ingredients at a drugstore. These are... doped and poisoned, and that you were with him when he ate last before the fight.
Yes, I was. And I didn't want him to fight. Found that out too, I suppose. But did you also find out that I loved him, did you?
We'll take your word for that, Miss Stanton.
Look, Mr. Markham, Vance ain't getting anywhere with those silk gloves of his.
Heath, please.
I'm taking over. Look here, Miss Stanley. Your boyfriend was fed knockout drops and he was poisoned afterwards. The Mickey Finn was so he wouldn't taste the poison. Now you wait with him. Come on, admit you fed him the stuff.
No, I won't. I didn't.
You've got no right to come here and accuse
him. Billings, you shut up or I'll go to work on you. Now come on, Miss Stanley. Tell us you did it and we'll go easy on you.
I won't tell you that. It's not true.
Apparently, Motorman's gloves aren't any more effective than silk ones.
Huh? Never mind, Heath. Mr. Vance was entitled to that.
Miss Stanley, that's a professional camera on the table over there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Speed Graflex. You know I'm a nightclub photographer.
Who develops your pictures?
I do it myself. There's a dark room in the club.
You liked Mike Daggett, didn't you, Miss Stanley?
Oh, yes.
You were going to marry him.
Yes, yes, I was.
You loved him more than any man in the world,
didn't you? Again, when prizefighter Mike Daggett keeled over in the ring. Investigation showed that the challenger had been doped and poisoned, and revealed that Billy Stanley, Daggett's girlfriend and nightclub photographer, did not want Mike to win. Nor did K.O. Connolly, the champion, or his manager, Silk Morgan. Vance, Sergeant Heath, and I have found out that Billy Stanley is at her apartment with Sam Billings, Mike's manager. And we are on our way up there.
Please stop, Billy. That isn't going to help things any.
I can't help it, Sam. I can't stop. Billy. He's gone. He should never have gone into that ring. He's gone, Sam.
Yeah, I know.
He was murdered. The police say he was murdered. He was poisoned. Oh, Sam.
I'll get it, Billy. Now, try to take it easy.
I beg your pardon. I'm District Attorney Markham. This is Philo Vance and Sergeant Heath. We'd like to see Miss Billy Stanley.
Come on in. I'm Sam Billings. I was Mike's manager. That's Miss Stanley, only she...
I can understand how she feels, Mr. Billings. Good evening, Miss Stanley. Permit me to tell you how
sorry. What do you want with me, Mr. Vance? What do you want? Haven't I had enough questions from the police?
Apparently not. You see, Miss Stanley, we found out that Mike Daggett was... that there has been no evidence of the veiled hint of extracurricular activity he made to me on the phone.
Now, everybody, the title match is about to begin. May the contender and the champion put forth their best efforts. May the superior skill and stamina of one or the other be the difference between victory and defeat. Now come out fighting, men.
There they go. Oh, wow, look at that right. The champ let loose.
Miss Woods, please.
What's the matter, Mr. Vance? Don't you like fighting?
Vance Daggett was hardly touched, and he's down.
He's getting up. Probably just knocked off balance, that's all.
The champ will get him now. There he goes, measuring him. Here it comes. He missed it! He missed him! The bump!
Markham, look at Mike Daggett. He's staggered.
There go his knees. They started to buckle.
There he goes!
Five!
He wasn't six, even hit, and seven, he's down, Vance.
Eight! Nine! Ten!
There's the referee picking him up off the floor and carrying him to his corner. But Vance, he wasn't even hit.
No, I know he wasn't, Markham. But I got a look at him just before he fell. He may not have been hit, but I guarantee he's dead.
This is District Attorney Markham. The heavyweight murder case...
Oven, baby, is it through with me? Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my big...
But it's sad, Potter. It's downright pitiful. Remember the day you canned me, Mr. Editor? Remember the day you bounced me off the staff? Big Wheel, sitting on a rubber inner tube behind your lousy desk, fat, complacent, smug. A law unto yourself down here in South America. Top foot kisser for the Continental Press. Yeah, I can still see you wiggle that fat cigar around your greasy mouth and hear you tell me.
Morgan, you're fired.
I'm what?
Fired. Five-letter word. Look it up. Synonym for bounce, can, withhold salary from, and dismiss without notice.
Well, why?
Why what?
Am I fired?
Oh, several reasons. I won't list them all, just two of them. A, you drink too much. B, you're a rotten reporter.
Now, wait a minute.
No point in arguing, Charlie. As a newspaper man, you're through. Particularly here in South America. And you know.
Yeah, I guess I do.
The AP fired you first, and you lost your berth with UP. I gave you a berth here on Continental because I felt sorry for you. You didn't appreciate it.
I don't want to lecture, Potter.
Too much vino, Charlie. Too many senoritas. This is a newspaper office. Not Hollywood's version of what a newspaper office ought to be like. Days are gone when reporters wore their hats on the backs of their heads and scooped the town while having a quick one at Harry's Speak. You've got to work for a living if you want to keep a job, Charlie.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll stake you to the tourist plane fare back to New York. It's 5,500 miles due north, Charlie, and I don't expect you to walk.
Keep your stake, Potter.
Oh?
I'll get along. Maybe you're right about the hooch and the dames. But when you call me a rotten reporter, I should have kicked your teeth
in. Don't try any rough stuff, Martin.
Blind drunk, I'm better than you'll ever be, and I'll prove it.
How?
I'll let you know. Right after I wind up cockeyed.
Yes, a guy like Hudson doesn't talk for free. How much you promise him?
Been in a heck of a fight. When someone hit my Jenny, she went out like a light. Oh, Jenny. And then some joker went and called the cops on the phone. So everybody scattered out for places unknown. I couldn't carry Jenny, so I left her alone.
Head on.
But I want to know, Jocko, what hit me?
Dugan, with a sap.
Oh.
Dugan?
Yes, Sergeant E.
The escaped convicts are described as...
Leo Young.
Especially nice to be working for such a fine sponsor as Lever...
Mark up at our rendezvous, and we headed for Portobello, Caribbean hangout of the old-time pirates. It was a port of intrigue. An international black hole, a Western Hemisphere counterpart of Shanghai, or Calcutta, or Suez. And at the bottom of the hole, with no other spot claiming competition, was the green doubloon.
Oh, brother. Never want anybody's throat slit for half a buck. This is the blaze.
Some boots back there by the wall. Let's take one of them.
Ain't you going to ask for this Kamamoto card?
You can die quickly asking questions in a place like this. Or sit down and let somebody else do the asking.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If you order anything, Mark, better make it American beer. I wouldn't vouch for the beverages in a place like this.
You don't have to vouch for the beverages, but personally, brother, I would vouch for the doll which is walking toward us here or any place else.
Welcome to the Green Doubloon, gentlemen.
She was Eurasian, an Oriental half-caste. And when they're beautiful, they make other women take a tight grasp on the arms of their husbands. This one was beautiful. Beautiful enough to make a movie star self-conscious about her faults.
I am Mono Kamamoto. My father is the proprietor. I see my voice surprises you.
I expected more of an accent.
My mother was an Englishwoman.
They didn't like Diego in Mexico. So, Diego ran away.
And you got this far before you ran out of breath.